The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks. Hey everybody, and welcome to The Upkeep for Monday, December 2nd, 2019.
That's right, it's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
First item today is the secret lair drop is now live on Wizards website. If you missed this news last week, it's a bunch of cards that are reprints from various sets with brand new, cool, different art on them. Yes,
they look really great. And after this 24 hours, there will be individual drops that are for sale. Bitter Blossom Dreams, Eldraine Wonderland, Restless in Peace, Seeing Visions, Explosion Sounds, Kaleidoscope Killers, and OMG Kitties.
That's my personal favorite. Personal favorite.
They will each be available for only that 24-hour period, so either grab them all now or have your calendar marked for when the one you want is available.
Yeah, so today it's all 7-in-1 for $200 if you're into that, 24 hours, and they're limiting it to 10 per person, but once again, they have said that they will not run out, so anybody who wants one should be able to get them if you buy them within the window. Some news from Reed Duke here. He has issued an apology on Twitter. This is about 9 months after we saw the whole thing sort of blow up with his teammate and friend Owen Turtenwald being removed from the Magic Pro League. Mm-hmm. And Owen eventually did issue an apology of his own and a bunch of people accusing him of sexual harassment, that kind of thing. And Reed thanked Owen in his Hall of Fame acceptance speech a couple of weeks ago. And so that kind of renewed a fervor against Reed Duke, like, hey, you should say something. You are a position of power in the community. And so he made this statement. I'm sorry for causing pain with the things I've said. I'm also sorry for what I haven't said, which I now realize can be just as serious. The truth is that the way Owen treated people was wrong and that the point is well understood between him and me. Any support I offer him is for the sake of the better person that I know he can be and not to defend the conduct of his worst moments. I want MTG to be connected with safe spaces where everyone can feel welcome. I still want to be a resource for my friend to work through a terrible chapter of his life, but I also deeply care about our community and recognize my choices have not been conducive to healing. I'm sorry that I haven't always put the community first this past year.
Next up, no Pioneer changes have happened these past 2 weeks. There is another announcement, of course, today happening after lunch.
Yes. Whatever that means for Wizards of the Coast.
The eternal quote, after lunch. After lunch. So this past weekend, there were a bunch of Pioneer paper PTQs.
Yes.
Pioneer paper PTQs.
Ooh, that's great.
Yes. Here's some data.
Yeah.
From those, 139 of the 160 top 32 decks from 5 random PTQs were either a green deck or mono black aggro.
That's 87% for you playing along at home, which is absurd.
That's absurd. 57% of the top 160 top 32 decks ran Once Upon a Time. That's a rate of 3.7 copies per deck. Not quite for every single deck, but nearly there.
Why not play it? This card is absurd.
Yeah. 46% of the 160 top 32 decks ran Smuggler's Copter. That's a rate of 3.7 copies per deck.
Wow. So Smuggler's Copter and Once Upon a Time.
I mean, I guess just thank goodness that Once Upon a Time can't find you Smuggler's Copter, but
that is a good point. Yeah, but I think this speaks to, we are talking about the bannings potentially happening today.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time could be on the chopping block. Smuggler's Copter could potentially be on the chopping block. And it also says what the top two decks are, which is mono black aggro and green ramp.
Wow.
So there you go.
There you Pioneer. Go. There was also a GP this past weekend, GP Bologna, which was Legacy. Mark Vogt.
Vote. That's what I would guess.
One with Bant Miracles.
Okay.
Andrea Mengucci got his first GP top 8.
Yes, that is true. That happened. It is his absolute first one he's ever gotten.
What?
He just wins huge tournaments. He doesn't bother with top 8ing PTQs. I mean, GPs.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're going to top 8, you know, a Mythic Championship, why top 8?
I know, it's so funny.
A GP.
But congratulations to Mengucci, who was super excited about this, being a kind of a hometown GP for him as well. And playing Legacy, which he also really loves. 1,500 people, more than 1,500 people attended this GP.
That's great.
Which is really big.
Seeing as we have really seen some decline in GP numbers this past year. That is a solid number of people.
Sure is. And playing Legacy, too.
Yeah.
Some news from Netflix here. If you now search for Magic the Gathering in Netflix, you'll get a placeholder image, which is heralding the arrival of the Magic the Gathering series.
Yes. Just so we know, it says new 2021. Right? That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah. That is what it says, doesn't it?
Oh, 2021 is the date.
We have to wait a whole year? All right.
Executive producers, the Russo brothers, team with lead writers Henry Gilroy and Jose Molina, telling an animated new story of the magic-wielding planeswalkers.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's what we did know about that.
Yeah,
but
that's exciting.
I'm ready for it. Let's go 2021.
Woo! Cannot wait for so many reasons.
If you want something to check out on Twitch coming up later this week, the Streamer Showdown is going to happen on December 8th at 7 p.m. EST. And what that is kind of like a magic game show with some famous streamers. Amy the Amazonian is going to be your host. Also playing, the contestants are going to be Bloody, Voxy,
and Electric.
So this is an all-lady Streamer Showdown, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
So check that out on Twitch if you're so inclined.
Yeah. Last piece of news, you can now listen to this podcast on a newish app called PodMN,
yep,
which is full of Minnesota podcasts.
Yay.
And you might be like, why would I download another podcast app? But we have a contest on there where if you listen to the upkeep through PodMN, for each time you listen, you're entered in a drawing for some sweet swag that we're giving away through them.
Yes.
So head on over there, try downloading that app, give the upkeep a listen over there, and maybe you'll win some swag from us.
Yeah, and the whole point of the app too is it features Minnesota podcasts. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Minnesotan or you just happen to like Minnesota for some reason,
yeah,
you can check out a whole bunch of other awesome Minnesota podcasts on that app and maybe discover something new that you like.
And that's all of the news for this week.